Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So today we're looking at James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. What comes to my mind is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 18, which is the armor of God. And also, again, Galatians 5, 16 to 26, and 2 Corinthians 10, 4 to 5, where we are told about how the devil does attack us and that we need to put on the armor to avoid him, and the weapons of our warfare are mighty. We also acknowledge that a lot of our temptations actually come from within us. So, Chet, I'd like to hear from you and hear your take on these verses and anything you have to add.
Absolutely, Ken. James 4, 7 to 8 emphasizes the importance of humbling ourselves before God, resisting the devil, and drawing near to God for spiritual strength and purity. The call to cleanse your hands and purify your hearts highlights the need for both outward actions and inward sincerity. Connecting this to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 18, the armor of God passage, we see a comprehensive strategy for standing against the devil's schemes. Truth, righteousness, the gospel of peace, faith, salvation, the word of God, and prayer. Each of these pieces of armor helps us to stand firm in the faith and repel the devil's attacks. Galatians 5, 16 to 26 speaks to living by the Spirit to overcome the desires of the flesh. It underscores that many of our struggles and temptations come from within, and by walking in the Spirit, we can produce the fruit of the Spirit and resist these fleshly desires. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 to 5 reminds us that our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God for pulling down strongholds and taking every thought captive to obey Christ. This ties directly into the call in James to purify our hearts and minds, resisting both external and internal sources of temptation. In essence, James 4, 7 to 8 calls believers to a life of submission to God, spiritual vigilance, and personal holiness. By drawing near to God, we align ourselves with his strength and grace, making it possible to resist the devil and overcome the temptations that come both from within and without. Is there anything specific you'd like to dive deeper into?
How often do we see that the temptations are actually coming from the devil directly versus coming from within?
That's a great question. In the Bible, we see a balance between external spiritual attacks and internal struggles with our own sinful nature. For instance, passages like 1 Peter 5:8 warn us that the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour, indicating that there are indeed direct spiritual attacks. However, James 1:14 tells us that each person is tempted when they are drawn away by their own desires and enticed, showing that a lot of our struggles originate within our own hearts. Often, it's a combination of both. The devil can exploit our weaknesses and the desires of our flesh, amplifying temptations that already exist within us. This is why Scripture encourages us to put on the whole armor of God and to walk in the Spirit, so that we can stand firm against external attacks while also overcoming internal struggles.